Rangi Manuel is kindly joining us for a kōrero, and it's to do with emergency pods. Rangi's the general manager at Te Whare Maere o Tapuai, and just over a year ago, the Whānau Ora entity installed the last 21 emergency resilience container pods across the region. That was just before the cyclone hit, but they were distributed at Mahia, Nuhaka, Wairoa Hospital, Marae, and areas of high ground in the town. Some were delivered by chopper to isolated communities and rural areas. E te ranga te reo, Rangi. It's wonderful to have you on our program, Pāki Waha. My name's Dale. Thank you for sharing some time with us. Rangi, tēnā koe.
No trouble.
Tēnā koe. These emergency pods, look, it all makes some sense. Back us up and tell us about them and how effective they can be in times of extreme challenge, Rangi. Talk with us about these pods for a moment, would you please?
Well, Te Puni Kōkiri gave us some funding because we're a part of the embassy, you know, part of the Whānau Ora national entity. And so we had to figure out some way of utilising the funds. And what we thought was if we set up hubs throughout the district, it would be helpful in terms of any emergency. We had no idea whatsoever that it was going to be utilised fairly close to when we had placed them. In fact, we had placed them around, we thought Marae was good, not because of the Māori aspect, but because they had the capacity to host people, Marae, Berien, and all of these sorts of things. Yeah, just Marae facilities as we know them. And there were other areas that where they didn't have Marae that we just sort of utilised appropriate places. And that worked. And we just placed them with the permission of the people in the area, and we talked to them about it. We had intended to work alongside the communities to talk about the management in the event that there was an emergency. And it was just a fluke, really, that on the Thursday before Gabriel, there was a warning in the paper that something might be happening. So we delivered the keys to all of these facilities to the communities where they were placed. And that was on the Thursday before Gabriel, so that when that happened, well, there was a little bit of resource there for our people to utilise as they wanted. Nothing else had been set in place in the rural district of a similar nature. And so, yeah, it was timely, but it wasn't necessarily sufficient either because we could only place what we had. We still had four or so containers that hadn't been delivered from the bay, but they came after, but they were stranded in Hastings. We should have had 25, but we had 21, which was better than nothing.
Very much so. For those unfamiliar with the e-pods, perhaps you could describe what they contain, please, Rangi.
Yes, I haven't got a list with me, but you know, they were sort of emergency. We were hoping that they would provide relief in the first 30 hours because some of the things weren't at that stage prepared, but we wanted to get people trained up to work alongside of the emergency services, like civil defence or whatever. But it didn't matter. But they contained generators, emergency equipment, food, clothing, children's stuff, some medical things as well, communications, but not communications that we should have considered food like Starlink and all that, because one of the communication in Māori was one of the aspects that was lacking. Yeah, and because everything was out. And me, like I said, the generators and lighting and barbecues and cooking utensils. They were the main things. And I suppose those ones alongside of the marae, they would have been an enhancement for that short period of time. After about 30 hours or so, then civil defence and all those emergency services started coming into the district with food and all sorts of other relief. But they were certainly helpful to the areas of the location that they were placed in.
Well, it seemed quite insightful, didn't it, that they were delivered a couple of days before the weather bomb hit.
It was nothing apart from a fluke, really.
Well, who was to know? A year on, when we look back and then have a look at the EPODs, are there some things you'd like to be included in them now? Were there some shortcomings? Have we been able to address that? If you were putting the EPODs together now, would they be different?
Yes, they would. We've learned from that there were things like communications and also some more that could go into other areas. When we had them at the time of the Gabriel, we used a lot of the stuff that was in it. And we've had the Department of Internal Affairs came to take a lot of some funding in, and we replenished all of those containers to the state that they were in prior to Gabriel. But there have been extra things that we're looking at now. Not only the stuff that's in them, but also some additional pods. And to that end, the recovery team at the Warwick District Council, they're coming to light with some extra pods that they are placing. And we're starting to work with them to ensure that a lot more areas that require them will be considered and there's no duplication. And which is good. And collaboration is probably one of the biggest things. And we also, with the assistance of the Puni Kōkiri and the Whānau Ora, are looking at resilience training. You know, I think that these people in the isolated areas, they've got their own community going anyway, so, and they know each other. And rather than us sort of talk about training them, I think it's more about assisting them with the facilitation, and if we can, to also assist them with the training or the first aid stuff or working with others, that's probably going to be more beneficial than trying to resource the place.
Tēnā koe, Rangi. Well, look, our thoughts are really with our communities, and we're reminded that many are still dealing with the aftermath of that cyclonic activity a year ago. Wairua, for instance, many whare streets perhaps still dealing with silt a year on. There's been some pūtea in that direction, but, gee, it's been a hard time for the residents of that proud township. How did you... how were you affected personally, your whare, et cetera, Rangi, and what might you say of the attitude of your community through the year gone?
Well, you know, once again, there's a huge amount of resilience required by our people. There was some devastation there that's just beyond imagination, you know, beyond belief, really. And even at this stage, there are a lot of people that haven't gone back to their houses and other people in town who are better informed to talk about that sort of stuff than me. We've got, as a final audience, we've got our workers to go out and start creating a database of affected people, which was really, really helpful at the end of the day. Well, it's still helpful to this day, and that database, which was suggested by one of our senior workers, that it should be investigated and used as a point of information for whatever entity was dealing with those recovery aspects. It was really good.
Well, again, the talk is it's a matter of when, not if, another challenge emerges for these communities. And now that we've got the pods in, they've been bolstered by other items, but they remain a very important first response for localised challenges. So these are good things to be having, and marae are the appropriate space. What would you say of the relationship between the marae dotted around Jorohe and civil defence? Do you think that the relationship is as strong as it could be?
Well, that's what we're looking to do. We hadn't, to be fair, as the entity that was responsible for the pods, we hadn't worked with civil defence as well as we should have or could have, because it was early days. Ultimately, we intended to get there. But now that we're talking about replenishing, and Te Puni Kōkiri is giving us some more funds to facilitate that relationship, not only with civil defence, but with the communities and with other emergency services as well. So that hopefully by the time we've finished undertaking that work, people will be more and better informed.
Tēnā koe, rangi, and Te Whare Maere o Tapuai, what's some of the other mahi that is going to occupy your workbench this year? E hoa?
Well, it's just ongoing whānau ora stuff. Just looking after people, working with our people, not necessarily those affected by the Gabriel stuff, but just looking after our people as best we can on behalf of the whānau ora on, entity. Which is under John Tomahedi and company at Whiparaita. That's the start of it, and that goes out to the regions. And we're just part of that network.
It's nice having a kōrero with you, Rangi. Thanks very much. All the best with the mahi and the whānau ora kaupapa, which has been a great delivery model across the years. Mauri ora kākwe, Rangi.
Kia
ora. Tēnā
koe. Thank you.
Thank you. Rangi Emanuel is the GM at Te Whare Maere o Tapuai, and talking there about the e-pods or emergency pods, which were delivered fortuitously to some of the locations in his region just 2 days before Cyclone Gabrielle.